Lecture 10, Mahayana Buddhism and the Bodhisattva Ideal.
For the last few lectures, we've been working on what you might call traditional Buddhism. Theravada Buddhism in Southeast Asia is admittedly a pretty contemporary movement, and in some ways quite different today from Buddhist practice at the time of the Buddha, but it still represents quite deliberately a conservative option, and it looks back to the example of the early community. We saw that in King Mongkut's reform movement that deliberately attempted to reappropriate and reapply the ideal of the traditional Pali canonical scriptures. This was not the only option in the Indian tradition historically, and it's time for us now to look at a reform movement that made a radical change in the way people enacted the Buddhist ideal in traditional India. It changed the style and the tone and the content of Buddhist practice in profound ways, only a few centuries after the lifetime of the Buddha. We call this movement the Mahayana, or the Great Vehicle, a movement that emerged in the Indian Buddhist community around the beginning of the Common Era. Eventually, the Mahayana, the Great Vehicle, spread to China, Tibet, Japan, Korea, and to Vietnam. And of course, there are many varieties of Mahayana Buddhism that are available for us to observe, comment on in our own homeland today. The name Mahayana comes from the literature of the movement itself. It's a name that it applied to itself and used to distinguish itself from what it saw as the Buddhism that came before. Mahayana texts refer to themselves as a great vehicle, in contrast to what they call the Hinayana, or the lesser vehicle that preceded it. The best place for us to look in a scriptural source for an account of the contrast between the Mahayana and the Hinayana is in a text called the Lotus Sutra. It's a text that we'll refer to quite often, actually, in our discussion of Buddhism in China and Japan, because it had an enormous influence on the development and the shape of Mahayana Buddhism as it began to move across the rest of Asia. The key passage in the Lotus Sutra that talks about the Mahayana is a passage that's known as the Parable of the Burning House. I can tell you the story, and then I'd like to comment on some of the distinctive features of it so that we can get some sense of the shape, not just of the Mahayana itself, but also how it distinguished itself from and expressed it, distinguished itself from the earlier tradition, and how it found very distinctive scriptural expression. The story goes something like this. There's a father who lives in a large house with a large number of children. The father is outside, the house catches on fire, and he looks up at the house. The children are all playing in the windows, and they're all ignorant. They're not aware of the fact that the house is on fire, and he wants to get them out. He wants to save the children from the house. You can see already that we've got here a reference to that old Buddhist idea of everything burning. If all is on fire, then the house we live in this world also is on fire. And the Buddha is someone who is trying to get us out of the house and help the fire go out. So the father looks up at the children and says to them, "Okay, kids, come on out of the house. The house is on fire. All is burning." And the kids say, "Well, you know, we're having such a great time in here. There's no reason for us to leave. Why should we come out?" And the father says, "Well, you know, I've got some toys out here for you to play with. I've got some big carts. If you come out of the house, you can play with these great toys, with these carts. For some of you, I've got a deer cart. For some of you, I've got another kind of cart. Whatever you want, I've got for you outside this house." So the children are excited by this, and they come running out of the house and to look for the carts that the father is offering them. And the father says to them, "Well, it's great now that you're outside. It's great that you've saved yourself from the fire in the house, but I want to tell you something.